What's up, everybody? I'm Ryan, and it's time for your Nerd of Godcast, Daily Devo. So recently, I read the first four issues of the new Ironheart comic. For those unfamiliar, Ironheart is a relatively new Marvel hero. In the everyday, she is Riri Williams, a 15-year-old as smart and mechanically gifted as Tony Stark. And when we start using the made-up names, as Spider-Man calls them, she is Ironheart. A name she chooses with the help of AI Tony Stark in memory of her stepdad and her best friend Natalie. She lost both of them in the same drive-by shooting. See, being a 15-year-old genius hasn't prevented Riri from experiencing all the heartbreak and loss she can handle. But that same girl has also experienced a world of opportunities she made for herself. She built a working mech suit, started at MIT, became a superhero, and very briefly, leader of Latveria, home of Dr. Doom, all before most teens have gotten a driver's license. Riri is the queen of taking advantage of what she has been given. And in the long run, she does it all to help you. Like most of the great superheroes before her, Ironheart looks out for people she doesn't know and probably never will, because she can. And because the chances she has been given lead her towards fighting for those who need her. As Christians, we need to do the same. There is a world out there that hasn't, for one reason or another, experienced the same incredible relationship with God that we have. And I think part of knowing God as a believer is the chance to help see that others can do the same. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." It is one of the most straightforward, well-known verses in the Bible. But it is also one of the strongest messages and greatest opportunities. It is on us as Christians to take advantage of the chances we are given by God to share his word and light, no matter the opposition or hardship we face. For more Nerd of Godcast fun, check them out at nerdofgodcast.com, at Nerd of Godcast on Twitter, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. For the Nerd of Godcast Daily Devo, I've been Ryan, and until next time, don't call her Iron Girl or female, because Fe is the chemical symbol for iron. You can thank AI Tony for both those ideas.